Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host. Well, actually, sitting in my co-host chair is the lovely Kirbe Preuss. Welcome to the show, Kirbe.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. If your father can't be here, then we at least have to have a family member who can fill that seat, which you certainly have done well for us in the past. So we appreciate your coming on. The first thing we want to talk about, Kirbe, is the big news that happened this past week over at Preuss Pets, where you celebrated your 30th anniversary.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about how that went.
It actually went absolutely amazing. I mean, we had a very large receptive audience, lots of people who came in. We had events going on. We had Shabazz Academy on Sunday. That was wonderful. Kids from Shabazz Academy came and they brought their wonderful drums, and just it was very rich in culture. So that was wonderful. We also had free classes through both weekends. Reef 101 was a class, Freshwater 101. Great introductory classes for those who maybe are a little hesitant in getting into the fish hobby, but realize, you know, how simple it can be and how rewarding it can be. So it's been wonderful. So.
Fantastic. Well, and it's always nice to see the reception that the community brings, because going into Preuss Pets is always entertaining in and of itself, but you add all of the special events that you add, and it just creates a wonderful place for people to bring their families.
It's definitely, when you talk about going out in the community, we are so thankful for everyone who has supported us for so long. And hopefully, in turn, you know, our intention is to support everybody else through this. So thank you so much.
Well, it was a great event from what I saw. And now we just have to move on to year 31 and keep doing a great job with that. But for this week's show, Kirbe, we've got a very interesting lineup. We've got with us a first-time guest. We've got Dick Grant from the Howell Nature Center. And what a neat place the Howell Nature Center is. I admit I've been exposed to it because my wife works there, and talk about unbelievable wildlife and facilities. It's really a neat place.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to him. I've actually never been there, but their website is wonderful and they have so many things going on. So excited for that.
Yeah, it's a Nature Center Plus, and that's really cool. We also have coming on somebody that you've known for quite a while. Katie Woodhams is going to be on to talk about the Fenner Nature Center and all the great activities that take place there. What a great jewel that is for the city of Lansing.
Yeah, Katie and I have been friends since I was about 9 or 10, and she's just been a gem to the gem in Lansing and bringing so much awareness to the wonderful nature center we have.
Well, and it's such a interesting location, because right in the middle of what is a pretty urban city, you've just got this wonderful area of nature that you can go to and enjoy all different kinds of wildlife and really just take a break from the day without having to drive very far away. That really is a great convenience. So, and Kirbe, finally, we do have to cover something that is a little bit more serious. There is a drive going on taking place with the Humane Society of the United States to get rid of the euthanasia that's taking place at some of the shelters in Michigan, where they're using gas, and they really want to put an end to that. So we're going to have a chance to chat with Jill Fritz about that legislation. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, this issue, when you told me we'd be covering it, it makes my heart drop a bit, but I think it's so important that we have that awareness of what is happening and tune into what needs to happen to make things much more humane.
So. Right. Well, and there's a timing issue to it, because within the next week, there's going to be a dog coming into Lansing that actually almost was killed by one of these and survived it. So it's a fascinating piece of information that we do have to cover. So we've got a lot of pleasant stuff and a little bit of reality, but it's going to be a great show, and thank you for sitting in with me. So that's the conversation we're going to have this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.